Good morning. It's January 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Darkness. This is dark. This is like serious dark. Sylvester Stallone from Rhinestone, 1984. You have to be way out in the country on a moonless, overcast night to understand what Sylvester Stallone was referring to in this little-remembered 1984 romantic comedy. And you have to hear Sirius Dark drawled slowly in Stallone's voice. Sirius Dark is when there's not one single photon waving its way in your direction, not one single lumen in the square meter on which you're standing. And when you experience it, it is at the very least uncomfortable, and at the very worst, terrifying. Why should the total absence of light have such a negative effect on us? First, because we live and move and function with the aid of our vision. Without it, we naturally fear that we could easily misstep and seriously injure ourselves. But don't blind people get along without it? They can, but no one says it's easy, and it takes time. That's why it's considered a handicap. Blind people learn to compensate for the lack of sight in many ways over time, and many blind people can at least sense light and dark. Second, not only do we fear our own missteps in the total darkness, but on some primal level we fear being attacked. Predators hunt at night. They did 100,000 years ago, and they do today. We feel defenseless in the dark. Third, we all fear being lost. If we're completely lost, then we face the fear of death in another way, for we as humans need food, water, and the companionship of others, and with no directional sense, we fear we may never make it back to that safety and security. God knows our history with darkness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? What did he do next? Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1:3-4, New King James Version. Ever since the dawn of man, light has been good, and its absence, the darkness, has been the opposite. When God chose to become incarnate, to live among us as a man, he described himself as the light of the world. He promised that those who follow him need not ever walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8:12. He even told his followers that they too were the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Jesus was standing beneath 16 lit bowls of oil, elevated on lampstands, when he claimed this. It was at the temple, during the Feast of the Tabernacles. The spectacular display of lights was to remind the people that God had led them out of slavery through the desert, providing the pillar of fire as a guide. The world into which Jesus arrived was in darkness, signifying evil, sinfulness, and ignorance. Light symbolizes God and his holiness throughout the scriptures, Acts 9:3, 1 John 1:5. Jesus was telling the people that he was not just another light, he was the light, the one true light, John 1:9. When he says that following him, believing in him, obeying him, you need never walk in darkness any longer, he means you need not live in sin and evil and shame. If you come to Christ, accept the gift of grace and the salvation offered, you can start to live this life abundantly. John 10:10. A lot of theology is hard. This is not. Man sins perpetually, separating himself from God, moving into and hiding in the shadow, even when that is not his original intent. Evil lurks in the shadows, but so does loneliness, anxiety, depression, and desperation. But we have a chance to scatter the darkness and never fear it again. Look for the light in the world. Tell a friend how you feel. Don't be afraid to ask for help. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:5. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. 1 John 2:9. Lord, let your word truly be a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. When we are afraid that we're slipping into serious dark, let your Holy Spirit, that is light, awaken within us. Remind us to search our hearts for what the Lord has written there, and in that light, love each other better. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.